We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
Sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa on the Fan.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
From the studios at WFAN, this is Mike's on, Francesa on the Fan on this third day of June. A nice, maybe a little chilly, but a nice, beautiful, sunny Monday as we begin the month. We have quiet day today, except for hockey tonight. No basketball. We'll await game three and find out about all these injuries after the Raptors blew a big opportunity last night. We'll get into that. And obviously, the baseball teams both have a day off. The Yankees can relax before hitting the road after winning another series, despite losing last night. And the Mets struggle home with a 2-5 trip on the road and to the West Coast, and it has not been good of late. Obviously, they have been very, very bad on the road. Hopefully, they can get something going at home. If they don't, things are going to get very ugly, and they have to do something. They got a lot of changes to make, but they got to do something to get this bullpen turned around. We'll begin with the Yankees, who had a good couple of days with the Red Sox. I mean, it became a 3-game series instead of a 4. The scene there Friday night was good. I mean, it was a nice night. Went to the game. Place was jam-packed. Crowd was excited. It was kind of a matter-of-fact game, you know. Both pitched well. Obviously, LeMahieu got a couple of big hits off Sale. Sanchez made a smart play. They had the bullpen do what it needed to do. The next night, the bullpen comes through again. And then last night, in a matchup that you didn't love, even though you never know about Price Yankee Stadium, you didn't love that matchup going in, and they really needed to get one back. I mean, you know, the difference between being 8.5 out and 10.5 out is a big difference. And so they needed to get one, kind of regain their equilibrium. They did, but the Yankees won their 9th straight series as they continue along on their winning ways and get ready to play Toronto. So everything is... I mean, pretty good. I mean, listen, you got to like everything the way it's shaped up for the Yankees. We'll see who's coming back when. We'll see exactly how that impacts things. Obviously, Didi's close. You start to get people back, and then obviously everyone's concerned. They're not concerned, at least interested in the idea that the Yankees will be out shopping for a pitcher who could maybe put them over the top come postseason, although, again, there were very few guarantees out there. We got a lot of stuff. We got Subway Series tickets to give away. They're giving them away all day. Obviously, we'll be giving them away in a 5 o'clock hour. Yankees-Mets next week. 2-game series up at the stadium next week, Monday and Tuesday. We have Belmont Stakes tickets to give away as Saturday's race doesn't have the luster of say a Triple Crown try, but still it's a nice day. It's a great card, and it's a nice day out at Belmont if you want to get involved with that. So we have that to give away also, and we got plenty to get into as far as the basketball, you know, including some draft stuff to get into as there's been some developments there too. So we have all that to get into. You know, the Yankee thing is so settled and so solid right now, while the Mets situation is anything but. I mean, the trip could have been very different. Instead of 2-5, it easily could have been 4-3. It should have been 4-3. There were two games they just give away out of the bullpen. They gave away big leads. You give away 5-1 leads and 8-3 leads in games. It changes it's so hard to play the next day after doing that. Change both series. Change the Dodgers series. Change the Diamondback series. And it's got to stop. I mean, you saw a Mickey Callaway yesterday who said, hey, our play has not been acceptable. That's the first time you've heard him with that. And he's right, because this team, while you can lay a lot of it on the bullpen, this team does what bad teams do, and that is come up short in the area that is going to fail them that night. If they hit, they don't pitch. If they pitch, they don't hit. If they do both, they don't field, or they make a dumb play on a base pass, or they don't get that clutch hit, or they don't get that one out. They do what losing teams do, find a way to lose. Despite some good performances, they find a way to lose. Despite having some talent on the team, they find a way to lose. One thing you can take away from this is, A, they've done a colossally bad job in building this bullpen. And B, they are a very badly balanced roster. It's a really bad roster. Because you have guys in the outfield who can hit but can't field. You have guys in the outfield who can field but can't hit. You got way too many corners. And you have solid players who should be manning those corner positions on a daily basis. And you're looking for a way to get other corners into the game. It's a very awkward, uneven situation. It's a very badly put together roster. And part of it was they didn't realize clearly when they developed this roster how good Alonso and McNeil were going to be. They didn't have enough confidence in them. And listen, they weren't wrong not to have confidence in them. They hadn't proven themselves yet. But that's what happened here. They wound up deep at the positions they needed to be have the least depth at is the positions they have the most depth at. But there's a lot of weird things going on with the bullpen, a lot of weird things going on with the catching. They won't even admit that DeGrom has his own catch. I mean, it's just a lot of things that are just wrong with this team right now. They're inconsistent in the starting pitching. It's not been pretty, but it's salvageable. It's in the area where you still can have hope and still believe, because no one's going to run away with that division. They're just a couple of games under 500. And they do have some players and some pitching that can, if it gets put together right, can maybe have a run. They're not that far out of anything. They're not out of any contention. So the only thing you're thinking about now is fixing things. That's the only thing Brody should be concerned with. So we've got plenty of baseball to get to. Good news on Ron Darling, who will return tomorrow night. Great to hear it. Sad story about Nelson Figueroa. I mean, I don't know exactly what happened there, nor does anybody else. But you know what? Bottom line is, he'll figure it out and land on his feet. We've seen guys do that before. He'll do it again. Nothing happened on the air. He'll be okay. And Darling comes back tomorrow from his bout with cancer, and he seems like he's able to do it, so Godspeed to him, and he'll be back on the air, according to reports, his report, tomorrow. So we're glad to hear that, too. We got plenty of NBA to get to. Like I said, some draft things, a couple other items. We'll get to it all right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.